Hey guys, before we get into this one, I'm just going to make a quick announcement that there is a slight echo. I know about it. I tried to fix it. There was nothing I could do. It was either leave in the echo or lose the whole show. It doesn't affect the music, so without further ado, play that guitar riff and start this show.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Diana Ring, green light.
This is Matt from Found Peace. You're listening to The Mosh Pit.
Found Peace, Hollow Dreams.
Fire.
trying to convince me that the earth is flat. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm in this data room. It's all of maybe 5 feet by 5 feet. There's three of us in there, so much for social distancing. And I'm trying to connect some Cat 5 cables to a switch to make these damn cameras work. And this guy's talking about something. Hey, I blew your buddy's mind. I told him the earth was flat. I was like, oh. And he goes, because it is. Don't you know that blah, blah, blah. And that's where I tuned out. I was like, really? I'm like, this guy? So me being Wes, being the guy that I am, I said, so was there multiple shooters at JFK's assassination? Was Harvey Oswald, was he just a patsy? Which, I mean, I believe that.
And what did this guy have to say about all this?
Oh, my God. I opened the floodgates on that one. 9/11 was an inside job, which, again, I've said that before. So most conspiracy theorists, the hardcore ones, they believe everything. Like, there's aliens. 9/11 was an inside job. Earth is flat. But here's my question on this. And I talked to James the other day, actually after meeting this guy, because I had to call somebody and go, really? So he said, you know, and James brought up a good point, and it's this. It's, okay, I can understand, you know, 9/11 being an inside job. I can understand JFK being assassinated by Lyndon B. Johnson or any of those guys, even Bush.
Right.
But, yeah, if those things came out, you could ruin a couple of people. You could, you know, cause a little chaos. What do we have to gain being the earth is flat? What do we have to gain with that knowledge? Is it just knowledge that our government's been lying to us for years? I mean, I don't need... you don't have to tell me the earth is flat for me to know the government's been lying to me for a long time. I've known that forever. But what do you have to gain from it? That's where I'm at. I'm like, what does it matter?
Aaron McAndrew, never settle.
Down and around.
I'm also on that side of why are we spending billions and trillions of dollars on NASA to go out and explore these planets that we're never going to get to, folks. We're never going to get there. They're never going to colonize it. And even if they did, you're just going to have Earth 2 with a bunch of idiots who think Mars is flat. I don't know. Laugh at that.
Sorry.
But I'm serious. What do we have to gain? And what do we have to gain about learning about these planets that are billions of light years away that we're never going to get to? Nobody on this planet right now is ever going to get to Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, much less outside the Milky Way.
Uh-huh.
Or anywhere else. So why aren't we spending all this money? Why don't we spend that money on something important like, oh, Earth? Where, you know how much a trillion? These people, now look, I'm talking about, now I'm going to attack our liberal friends who want all these billionaires to give their money back. Give their money back to whoever and help the Earth. Or help the population and raise minimum wage and all that. Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we take away NASA's funding? We don't need to go to Mars. We don't need to go to the moon, whether we've been there or not. Another conspiracy theory. We don't need to do all that. There's nothing out there. And even if there is, chances are slim and none that we're going to find anything. Chances are slim and none those fucking aliens up there want to talk to us because most of us are idiots.
Most of us are pretty dumb. Is he an alien coming to a... how come aliens always come to trailer parks?
Who's going to believe the redneck with two teeth and six pack of beer down? That damn alien showed up and he wanted to see my gun.
Not as good.
He tried to anal probe me. He wanted to know what I know.
Oh, God.
I'm just asking. I'm asking questions. If y'all are pissed off that I'm asking questions, leave me a comment. I want to hear what y'all think about this episode.
Wow.
But I'm serious, though. Why? And if you motherfuckers start a drinking game by how many times I say I'm serious, I'm going to be really, really, actually kind of excited. That means people are listening.
I'm serious.
But really, why are we spending billions and trillions of dollars on NASA to look at some planet 400,000 light years away that, you know, whatever.
Right.
We're never going to get to it. Now, there is one cool thing that they have discovered, and that's that they've found like a pulse, but it's some thousands of light years away. There's a radio signal being sent from, I don't know, somewhere way out there. Google it. I'm not Googling it for you. I'm not doing my research before this episode. I'm just winging it. That's what you're here for. You're supposed to be doing the research.
I don't research.
So, but why? That's my question. Why do y'all want to take money from billionaires who've earned it and not billions of trillions of dollars from NASA because they have a couple of rocket ships they could go somewhere? And with Trump gonna enact a space force, finally get my X-Wing.
Are you gonna get an X-Wing, honey?
I'm gonna get an X-Wing. Might fly it around. We have dead air here. Are you going to chat? What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out.
What are you researching?
Nothing.
What are you researching?
I am not researching.
You know what? Here's my next goal in life. I want to buy MTV from Viacom and bring music videos back.
Dude, okay, so listen.
It
would have to be YouTube.
Well, YouTube's dying anyway because of their algorithms and their fucking ads.
Yeah, yeah. It would be Twitch.
No, at this point it'd be TikTok.
Ew.
Do you know how many people keep sending me TikToks like every freaking day and want to send me some dumb shit?
TikToks are annoying.
I miss Vine. I'm showing my age now.
Vines were annoying.
But at least they had some original content. But
no, they didn't. It was all, I did it for the Vine.
Yeah, basically.
And then, I don't know.
So what's next? I mean, what's next in the technology bucket, you know? What comes next?
YouTube is basically dying a slow death because of the ads, the marketing, the algorithms. It's kind of like Facebook. I've got some 200 friends. I don't really have that many friends. But I only see four people's posts, maybe five.
Mm.
And that sucks. I was browsing through my friends list, and I was like, shit, I didn't even remember he was on here.
Right.
Twitter's gotten even worse. Twitter with their ads and their just... Twitter used to be so good. Twitter was... I had a Twitter before I had a Facebook. And it was all about self-promotion. It was, you know, if you followed the right bands, they promoted the shit out of themselves. Now, it's all... Honestly, everything's been taken over by freaking Trump and Biden and Bernie and Warren. And
right.
I've lost count. Everybody wants to attack this side. Everybody over here wants to attack this side. And it's just like, stop. They're dividing us to conquer us. And that's the whole point. Is there's an end game coming, and we can all see it. But either way, you're just going to have to deal with it.
What's up, 89.1 WBCX? It's Haley Pearl here to talk to you about how to notice if you're sick during the COVID-19 outbreak. According to the CDC, symptoms that occur after 2 to 14 days of exposure are a fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Symptoms that occur where you should seek immediate help are trouble breathing, pains in your chest, discoloration to the face. For more information, please seek out the CDC resource website. Please stay safe out there. As always, this has been 89.1 WBCX.
The Rovers live for you.
Yeah.
talking about post-COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever you're calling it right now, how much of the stuff do you think is going to change as far as meetings turning into emails, conference calls, stuff like that?
I think it's going to open up working from home from a lot of desk jobs, because companies are going to say, hey, we can run more efficiently and with less money if we keep these people home. However, I don't know if productivity is going to go down, because at home people have way more distractions and or life going on.
Yep.
So,
because I can speak for that, one of the girls that I work with, she had to come in last week. They're on one day at a time rotation. And she was like, I am so happy to be at work today. I'm away from everybody. Because I think she's got like 7 people living in her house, 8, which is, you know, that's a high number. I mean, that 2 is a high number for me because I'm used to living alone. But it is what it is. Are you disciplined enough to work from home?
Baby, I cut hair.
Well, I mean, if...
No, I would not be able to work from home. I am not a book smart person. Not saying that I'm dumb, but I am just not a studious person enough to hunker down and do said work that I'm supposed to be doing, which is why I'm a hairstylist and I use my hands for my job.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, here's the thing that... I don't know if I am disciplined enough to work from home. I know I have, and I know I can do it, but there really is a lot of distractions, especially when, I mean, let's just be honest here. I'm on a computer that I own that is not managed by, you know, a third-party person. You know, my boss does not see my web history. He does not see that I'm watching YouTube all day. I mean, I do that at work, but there's a certain freedom.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I watch porn all day, but...
No, but on the flip side is you've also got a RetroPie and a PlayStation 2 or 2.
4. Yeah, I do have a 2.
You have a 2, 3, 4. But no, you have a PlayStation, you have TV, you have cable, you have a computer, everything.
Yeah.
You have a recording studio. I have artwork that I could be working in.
But now my recording studio, see, I can't do that from home anymore because all my stuff is down here. I have a couple of pieces, but I'm not going to get this quality at the house anymore because all my good stuff is here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying that on a podcast, but yeah, all my good stuff is here. So I'm not going to be recording a show while I'm supposed to be on call. I'm even iffy about firing up either the PS4 or my RetroPie because I know if I get hooked into a video game, I'm not leaving to go work on somebody's ATM.
Right.
You know, I can wait. Can you do it tomorrow?
Right.
But as far as answering emails, answering phone calls, walking people through tech support from home, I can do that and usually do it while I'm watching House.
Right.
So, I think I can do it. I think as we go along, it's going to become more like that. But here's the thing. Here's the part that has really pissed off a certain kind of people. I don't want to say kind of people, but I did. The disabled. The ones who have been asking for this for years, and companies say, no, it's not possible to do that. You know, it's not possible for you to work from home. But all I do, you know, I have to fight with my wheelchair to get it in here. I have to fight with the ramp. I have to fight with this I have to fight with traffic to get here. You know, I'm disabled. It hurts me to walk this far. And all I'm doing is walking to a cubicle to answer emails. I can do that from home.
Right.
You know, and now all of a sudden these quote unquote healthy people got basically sidelined and displaced, and now they're being inconvenienced. So these companies all of a sudden are jumping through hoops to, oh, let's see if we can get you to work from home. Let's set you up all this. And, you know, just even a year ago, these disabled people were being told that, no, it's not possible. That's not possible. We can't do that. That's not possible. Now, healthy people are being inconvenienced, and all of a sudden they're jumping through every hoop to go, oh, well, let's get you this good computer. Let's get you this, you know, VPN. Let's get you all this so you can work from home.
Right.
So I think that's where we're going to see the change. These disabled people who are, and I'm not talking about just disabled in general, mental health, physical, whatever, you know, whatever hurts, whatever doesn't allow you to do your normal job consistently. And now all of a sudden, I think at the end of this, we're going to see that push for, hey, look, I can't be in this office every day. It's killing my mental health. I've got this asshole over here who's walking behind my desk every day, you know, just piling shit on my desk. Here, I need this done. 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 You know, and it's killing my mental health. I can't be here. I cannot be in this workspace where everybody, and I've worked those jobs where it's a hostile environment, where I've walked through a door, and as soon as I get to where I'm going, I want to stab three people.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I've worked those jobs, and I can understand that. Whereas now we're social distancing, we're working from home. Why is this any different from any other time other than the coronavirus?
Right.
Why couldn't I answer this email from my house in my pajamas? Why couldn't I just put on a dress jacket and answer the Skype call and say, hey, everything's going good. This project is here to here, and we are above exceptions on where we're supposed to be. Because you can be professional and still be at home in your pajamas.
Right.
15th summer, in this moment.
To that place where we first met.
all the radio stations right now are working from one person's house. Look at Bailey and Southside. Shout out to those guys at Rock 100.5. Shout out to the Burt Show on Q99.7.
Oh, they're doing television shows that way. They're doing YouTube shows that way. Mm-hmm. Everybody's broadcasting from their homes. They're,
right,
you know, doing what they have to do from their home.
Right. The only reason we're going to have to be in shop is for special deliveries to maybe pick up the mail and get whatever we've ordered in the... up doing the rotation ins and outs of one person up front, one person in the back, everybody else on call, depending on unless we have something we've got to load, something we've got to unload, something we've got to send out, whatever, mm-hmm. Then, I mean, most of our stuff, even ATM order for paper, just receipt paper, we can drop ship 90% of that, but they have to order a full case. We can do a full case drop ship from the warehouse where we actually order it from. It never has to pass through us.
Right.
But if they order a roll or two rolls, then somebody actually has to go pull that one roll, box it up, print a label, send it out.
Right.
So there will have to be somebody in shop. But I was just thinking, you know, how much of this stuff's going to change after all of this? How many people are going to get that chance to start working from home when they were told they couldn't? How many people are going to get the... And I realize a lot of people don't want to work from home because home is kind of your sanctuary. Home is... Once I'm home, I don't think about work.
Right.
Once I'm home, I'm done.
Oh, me too. 100%.
Don't call me. Don't text me. If there's something that's important, shoot me an email. I'll answer tomorrow.
Yes.
So... And, you know, that's been another push as far as with all the technology. You know, they've had to pass laws saying that, you know, you cannot be contacted about your job after work hours. Because now everybody's so easy to get in touch with, cell phones, email, text messages, whatever. They can hit you in anywhere they want to. It can be 12:30 at night if your boss has a question. And sadly, before they passed that law, you could actually be fired for not answering the question at 12:30 at night. I'm sorry, my phone goes to do not disturb at 9:30, so if you're calling me by then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right.
But that was just, you know, just a little extra I want to throw on here and see how everybody felt about that, because I do feel like there's going to be pushback from certain groups who are saying, you know, well, we asked for this a year ago. Why couldn't this have happened? And honestly,
there's always going to be that group.
There's always going to be that group, yeah. But there's a lot of things that could have started 10 years ago. They could have started this process of being able to work from home by now. Because internet is practically everywhere. It's almost a necessity at this point. Because when I first got internet, it was not a necessity. It was a luxury, period.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And back then, you didn't pay your bills online. That was dangerous. You didn't talk to people online. That was dangerous. You didn't do any of that stuff. You didn't go to any random-ass website. You got on, you looked at the news, and you signed off.
Right.
Because probably somebody wanted to use the phone, and you were tying it up with your... You've got mail. And you didn't log in after 9:30 at night either.
Because you was going to get caught.
Oh, man, that always sucked because I was always a gamer and stayed up way too late on Friday nights and Saturday nights. But I knew if I lost that dial-up connection at like 12:30, I wasn't signing back in. I was like, well, I'm done for the night. And I tried everything, like a pillow over the back to cover the thing up. Shh.
No,
it didn't work.
No.
My brother actually had a computer that it came through the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So you could turn the speakers down and you didn't have that dial-in connection.
Oh.
I had a built-in speaker in the back of mine that played that horrible beer. And that is the loudest noise at night.
Yes, it is.
When you're the only one awake.
Yeah.
No, that's over with now.
Yeah.
But no, that was just a quick. What do you think is gonna happen?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Do you think it's a Twilight Zone?
Well, here's the best part of this that they've said. They've said that the coronavirus hates the heat. Like, it does not like hot weather. So, come July in Georgia, coronavirus is going to be packing his bags heading somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Georgia's not the place you want to be if you don't like the heat.
August and July, you're screwed.
Shit, sometimes through November.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're out.
Hey, this is 3 Days Under, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit. Turn it up.
Mosh pit!